Jack and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Jack Jill Show, entertaining real estate investment talk. I'm Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about new podcast ideas. There's no meat of this show.
Oh, no. But it's good talking about the process and how we pick topics and how much that goes into them, because there's a lot.
Yeah, you're right.
It's true.
It's fun, mostly.
It is. Yeah. Cool.
Before we get into that, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the jackjill.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Jared asks, so this is awesome. He's like leading into and getting a head start on House Academy is what this sounds like here. Jared says, I have a buyer for some SFRs, so single family residences, but I'm not sure how to get the data that would let me know that the sellers don't have any mortgages. I looked in Title Pro 24/7 and RealQuest Pro. In Title Pro, if I set the mortgage amount to zero, it returns zero results. The same is true for RealQuest Pro. Any advice on how to scrub out the houses with mortgages on them in the data pull? My assumption is that I would pull sale dates between 20 years ago and older, I assume, and assume. If there hasn't been a sale in that amount of time, either the property's paid off or the mortgage is really low. I like where his workaround.
Well, and
that's
he's right.
That's a good workaround. Like, okay, if they've done it, they've been paying for it for, you know, over 20 years. Maybe, you know, it's almost done. So that was awesome.
Jared's 100% correct in every statement that he made here. And Title Pro, zero sets it to zero and on and on. RealQuest and Title Pro are overlays for data sets. DataTree, which is First American Title's data arm, pulls mortgage data, actual data on the APNs from other sources, which is what we use. And DataTree will be the data set that's included with House Academy. Mm-hmm. So your workaround is exactly what he explained. And we've used that in the past, where you just look at the age of the mortgage or the age of the house that's purchased and kind of assume that, well, there's a good chance that they didn't refi, but you're still kind of just throwing a dart at the board. The absolute best way to do it is with DataTree. Mm-hmm. And again, it comes with the subscription when we release House Academy. Yeah. And it's a whole different world in there. It's 21st century. But until then, you've got to do it this way.
Yeah.
The way that he described.
Keep to stay
and
at it.
It works.
We'll hook you up, Jared.
By the way.
When we have House Academy.
Yeah. It works. Yeah. It actually works.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, but it's just not as accurate.
Right.
Wouldn't you like to just throw a dart at the board and hit the center every single time?
Wouldn't that
That's
be nice?
That's DataTree.
You know, and I know there's other things that you can pull in there. And what's interesting is those two products, especially Title Pro, you know, they're getting better and better. They're both uploading documents as fast as they can. I feel like they both came from behind. You know what I mean? It's like what RealQuest Pro started out and the data they initially input from the assessor was all the assessor data, not so much the mortgage and liens and all that good stuff. And even documents. You remember when we first started with CoreLogic, they only had the last recorded deed. I don't know if you knew that, but they didn't keep they only had the vesting deed in there. They didn't keep older docs.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're circling back around and adding more because they realize the value and we're all looking for them. So, you know, it's good. It's coming. Those two products are getting better. But yeah, for what we use right now with House Academy, I know what you use primarily is DataTree.
Here's the history of real estate data in this country, and it's going to be this whole thing's going to take less than 45 seconds.
Ready, go. All right, I'm timing you. Okay, you're ready, go.
First American Title, in about the 80s and 90s, decided that they needed to up their game, and they needed access to information so that they could write more accurate title policies. So they started a division of their company called CoreLogic. And around the 90s, late 90s or early 2000s, they split the company off. Their thinking was, hey, we're collecting all this data anyway to make our products better. Why not make it available to the public? It's another revenue source. And so CoreLogic is a leftover afterthought of First American Title's need for this data.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at it, that's what it looks like.
Right.
I'm not knocking CoreLogic. Jill and I have made ridiculous successes with CoreLogic's data, and we still use it to buy and sell land every single day.
Exactly.
What they learned from that is, this is great. There's a huge need for the public. let's up our game now, even after the CoreLogic days. So they created DataTree.
Right.
So DataTree is just a better version, better overlay, and more usable. It's pulling data from different areas, not just one or two.
Mm-hmm.
So DataTree now is, I think, the choice product. We are licensed providers of all three, CoreLogic, DataTree, and Title Pro. Mm-hmm. And they each do certain things great.
Exactly.
For zero mortgage, dealing with financial backing and the paper part of owning real estate, which is not land, by the way, it's houses with mortgage.
Right.
DataTree's above and beyond.
Right. That's going to be awesome. So we got you.
Was that 45 seconds, really?
Yeah, it was kind of long.
No,
I don't
seriously.
Know.
You're just declaring your watch.
Do you know what's so funny? I stopped looking at that went so long. I stopped looking at the time, and I went, oh, look, the date's wrong. And I've adjusted the date because of the end of February.
I have to ask you a personal question about your watch.
Wow, I totally just zoned out while you're just going like,
Jill has this beautiful watch, and I wonder if you just look at the watch and not the time.
Oh, I love my watch. I know it's really pretty. I do look at the time, but then at the time I go, and then I go, oh, pretty watch. Something shiny.
I know, exactly.
Oh, gosh.
Today's topic, new podcast ideas. This is the meat of the show. There's not really that much meat to this show, is there?
No, you know, I thought it'd be fun to kind of talk about where we get the podcast ideas, how this whole thing is processed, how many people are involved. I think it's kind of interesting, especially because you just recently recorded a show with your sister.
I did.
And
it's
she had a lot of questions. I hope she had a lot of questions. Did she have any questions?
She had the number one question she had is the number one question everybody has about this show.
Who actually listens?
Well, actually, that's what the listeners ask themselves.
Or people really listen to you? That's the number one question.
I think, the number one question for a listener is, why am I doing this to myself?
Oh, you know, my number one question is that I always get from people that know us are like, what the heck do you guys have to talk about every day?
That was her question. And that is the number one question.
Yeah.
Really? You did 700 shows about land?
Exactly.
I don't even know how I could do one show about land. There's a piece of land.
I could do it in 7 minutes, cover land, not 700 shows.
You know that piece of land right down the street that's been there ever since you lived there for 25 years? Yeah, I know about it. What about it? That's the whole show. Why do I care?
Right.
Land is such a topic. It's a man, you have to be very interested for whatever reason and not really like me, not understand why. To listen to this show all about land, because I'm fascinated with land and I always will be.
But you know what I think,
though? People just don't care.
I think it's more than that. I think it's the diehards. It's the real diehard real estate people that are like us that they don't really care what the property type is. They're interested and they're paying attention. You know, it's not like they're going to be like this happened to me the other day in a restaurant. I was in Seattle with number two. And boy, was I getting some good information for House Academy. But even though what they were talking about, you know, didn't exactly relate to what I'm doing today because it involves real estate. Oh, I'm interested.
Right.
You know, that's it. So I think a lot of people listen to us too because, I mean, let's be honest, so much of what we do applies to any property type. Deeds, hello. Sellers, hello. Buyers, hello. Investors, hello. I mean, all this stuff, all ties. It doesn't really matter what property type. So I'm sure that we have a lot of listeners because of that.
My sister, I mean, said it very clearly. And she's, by the way, she's a top 5% producer, a residential real estate agent in the country. And she said, flat out, here's why I don't like land. There's no money for me to make really on a listing, which we all know, and that's fine. But she said that selling a piece of land, there's always all kinds of stuff that goes wrong. There's always questions that she doesn't have the answer to that when if she lists a piece of land, which she doesn't do anymore. Like, can I put a trailer on it? Can I build a mansion on it? Can I build a strip mall on it?
Right.
Does it perk? Which is something important apparently in Michigan. So she just doesn't want to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
And people, and the real reason is she said that people just don't have an imagination. She said, for whatever reason, you two can look at a piece of land and see what it's used for, what it could be used for, what you could do with it, or what you could sell it for or less.
Mm-hmm.
And people just they don't care.
Right.
They want a turnkey product.
Right.
They want it to be all shiny and with a new TV and a stove.
Do you know, you just made me think of something, by the way. People don't have an imagination. It's like staging a house. You and I talked about physically staging a piece of land. Land. Do you remember that a long time ago? We keep coming back to that one now and then, like, just put something on it, you know, one of those sheds or something, just so people can see. Well, you know what? With the beauty of computer graphics, we could do that. That might be kind of something neat for our team, like to, you know, shed not here, just a sample of what you could do.
Right.
Showing like a cabin sitting on the dirt. That would be kind of cool.
If we felt particularly abusive for the person who handles the land calls in our office, we could do that.
Yeah.
What? I've done stuff like that in the past. In the
and it just makes
past,
a mess.
And they said, well, where's, they buy it. And then they say, okay, I'm going to go visit the shed.
Oh, so,
no,
right.
Wait a second, Mr.
Remember,
Smith, there's no shed there. No, that's why I bought it. It's right in the picture there.
Oh, never mind. Okay, so back to the podcast. So Jack and I really try to, you know, we kind of have brainstorming sessions. That's how we do like our topics. We'll do them a bunch at a time. And sometimes too, I'm like, we'll be sitting. It's funny how often we're out, you know, in our normal, we're out to dinner. And next thing you know, it's like, oh, podcast topic, write that down.
Yeah, that happens. My whole life is like that.
Exactly.
This is a topic right here. Mm-hmm. We should have the microphones right now, the whole thing.
Totally. That's what's funny. We've done that a few times. Remember, we've done them in restaurants.
Uh-huh.
Actually, that was funny. I did one of my videos the other day from, I can't wait to hear if it comes out okay, because there's noise in the background from tables clinging. I was in the American Express Lounge at Seattle, inside Seattle Airport. We filmed it there real quick, but you could hear like the wait staff picking up glasses and things. So, but I think that was kind of fun. I was talking kind of soft because there's like people all around me.
Jill has a show on YouTube called the Daily Jill Show. Jill DeWitt Daily Show, I think it's called. I have the good fortune to oversee the production of that show. I don't do it myself, but I oversee it. And I listened and watched to that show as a learning as a teaching tool.
You want to give me the feedback now?
It worked great. It was great.
Okay, was it okay?
Yeah.
All right. Like, oh, they might hate me with this volume, but okay.
No, it worked out great, Jill. Plus, we can fix all that.
Okay, good. That's
and
what
we
I figured.
Did. And it's fine.
Cool.
It's real. That's what I love about it.
You know what? We ask our people. We've asked for podcast topics, and our folks don't. They don't really come back with anything. Any idea why, Jack? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
We said, hey, make a thread in our Land Investors online community of topic ideas. And
yeah, so every once in a while, I go on to Land Investors and I say, here, if we were taking a poll.
Right.
What would you like us to talk about? And 50% of the people say, can you guys stop horsing around and really just talk about land? Because I'm serious. I want to
buy and sell land. So then you go, no, never mind. You take the poll down.
And then 50% of the people say, can you guys be not so serious? It's really fun when you horse around with each other.
Yeah, there is that.
So I stopped asking. That's the truth.
That's so true. That's funny. All right, so let's think of some new. So that's kind of how we do it. We really sit and we do brainstorm, and we're really trying. We always try to do like informational, yet entertaining. Gee, huh? Because that's our goal.
Here's the next six shows for podcast ideas. Land Academy Described. So that show's theoretical all about, what the heck is Land Academy anyway?
That's
good. Exactly what you think. It's how to buy and sell land and make some dough. I just got a text message early, or an email message early this morning from a member that said, hey, I just wanted to let you know, thanks, I sold 8 properties on Landpin yesterday.
Oh, awesome.
Andy, you're awesome. Next topic is easy land internet checkout. It's so incredibly important to make it easy. Just click a button and fill out a couple of sentences about how you want your deed. Put in your credit card number and you own the property. People miss the mark there a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I know this because I used to miss the mark and now we're doing okay. Tell stories in land postings. You know what I'm going to say here. Picture a little house in the prairie with a little stream on the side and the kids running around and
trees,
the dog, and everyone's laughing and they're having fun. It's American dream, right? That is the story you want to tell in your posting.
Right.
You don't want to talk about negative stuff, or you don't want to just put an APN like an old guy. No pictures. Here's an APN, 110 acres for $40,000.
You draw a big square and say with an arrow, you are here.
You can reach me at oldcrotchetyman@AOL.com.
Yeah, thank you.
That's not going
to
work.
I just talked to someone the other day that had an AOL account, and I went, really? Really? That's bad.
Would you want to buy it, or would you not want to buy it? We're going to play a game on that show. Does this property make me look fat?
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
And then after that, it's an interview with my little sister.
Yay.
Which is already recorded. She had a lot of really interesting perceptions about the stuff we do. And in the end, I said, you know what? We're in the same business, you and I. We just go about it completely, very differently.
Isn't that funny? I bet she thinks it's apples and oranges, and it's not.
She said, you're right. I look at this stuff the same way.
That's hilarious.
She said that she can drive around pretty much any town, so I tested her. Mm-hmm. And look at property, and after once she gets, she's there for a couple hours, she can tell you what everything's worth.
Yeah.
And we were doing it. She was nailing it.
That's good. I just did that in Seattle. That's pretty darn cool.
How'd you come out?
Oh, man. Well, I had to reacclimate to their prices.
Right.
It was pretty darn high, I got to tell you. It was very interesting. It's like, imagine taking a house in Torrance and make it worth three times what it is. And then you put it, that's what it is in Seattle.
I know.
And they're having a really interesting spike in prices right now. And we talked about that. That's what I was getting information from the people at the diner about the tax mess right now. But
so if there's anything you'd like us to talk about, Jill and I, send it to support@landacademy.com or carla@jackjill.com. And it'll get to us, and we'll consider it as a topic.
It's Carla with a C.
Yes.
C-A-R-L-A.
Right.
So
Jill's new favorite person on the planet.
Oh, gosh, yes. Exactly. So let's talk about some funny... Okay, so Jack, fast forward 10 years from now, you start a brand new show. It's the Jack Show. I mean, what would it be about? Give me some funny topics. What would you... I'm trying to think of some funny stuff here.
A show that I have rattling around in my head that is very difficult to produce and will have even a more narrow audience than we actually have now.
That's awesome.
Is just how to help young men make decisions better.
That's cool. That would be good.
Mm-hmm.
What would your topics be?
It's more of a book than it really would be a show.
Don't date your mom.
Yep. Yeah. Here's how to avoid a gold digger.
That's right. It's good. Don't be a pushover.
You know, buy as much real estate as you can that you can afford without incurring debt.
Learn how to do an oil change.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I just think it's not. It's so niche that, you know, here's the thing, we experience this a lot. People come to us and they have a lot of questions. They buy into the situation. They do a couple of deals and then they do like 25 deals and they're gone.
Yeah.
Like, I imagine teachers feel like this. I guess we are in a weird way teachers, but teachers must feel like, yeah, I taught the kid, he did great, and he's probably going to go run the world, but well, I never heard from him anymore.
I bet that's true. No, I'm sure that's true. Then they show up hopefully they won the Nobel Prize. Like, he was in my class.
Right.
I hope. You know?
Yep.
That would be really cool.
So I did, since you asked, I looked into, I've constantly been looking into what the most popular talk shows or radio or podcast shows around. So the NPR shows are very, very popular. Like Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me and things like that.
Oh, really?
I'm not going to get
more than the political ones?
But what hits it out of the park are the right-wing AM radio talk shows.
That's what I was wondering.
If you listen to those shows, everybody's really angry.
I know.
So I can be angry. I just don't want to be angry.
Oh, yeah, you can.
I mean, we all have a lot. This doesn't seem like it makes sense to me. Does it make sense to you? Just get on the radio and start
and just yell.
Ranting about
it. Isn't that funny?
Whoever's in political office X or not in political office. And
I think that there's a large community of individuals that say, yeah, they're just happy to hear someone else voice it out loud, what they're thinking.
I agree, and I think they want somebody to blame, right or left. I don't care.
Oh, they can go, just like that guy said, I feel the same way. He's right. Now there's at least two of us.
Yep, if you could just get rid of these people and put those people over here or whatever it ends up being, I just think that's not, I don't want to listen to that.
Right.
So then there's shows like Dave Ramsey, he's falling down off the charts about financial advice. Mm-hmm. And you listen to that show, which is hard to actually listen to a whole show.
What do you mean about falling off the charts? Is it going down?
Yeah, it's going down.
Oh, okay.
There's only so much you can say about getting out of debt, taking little baby steps, you know.
It's, right.
And then he sounds like an old curmudgeon, angry person, too. I mean, you know, if I had to do a 4-hour live show
every day,
5 days a week with video, I wouldn't be a real happy person either.
That's true. This is hard enough. Just
so
kidding.
I'm glad we're talking about this because the Jack Jill Show started out as, you know, the Cash Flow from Land show.
And it was just you.
Right. And so what would you like the Jack Jill Show to be?
all.
Because this is it. This is the show. You're talking on it right now.
Oh, this is it?
Yeah.
Oh, no. This is it?
Just kidding. We just got on iHeartRadio a couple days ago.
I'm so excited.
Our show is very large, all kidding aside. We have a tremendous listener audience. And so iHeartRadio is probably going to double that.
The only thing that's missing that I know that's coming is the live call-in aspect. Because that will be really fun when we can have people really call in and ask what's on their mind right now, today.
I agree.
And it could be about property. It could be about land. It could be about houses. It could be about us. It could be about growing your business. It could be like putting in systems. It could be about employees. I don't know. But there's so many things, there's, you know, that people can ask us that we have some experience in that I'd love to help.
Exactly.
You know, and how great is this to have? Man, there's nowhere out there that I know of this environment, Jack. I mean, can you imagine when you were starting your business and you wish you could pick up a phone and call someone like, wow, how do I get this to this level, you know, kind of thing, and really call someone and ask them that.
And believe what they're saying.
Right.
And have a track record. Advice.
Exactly.
I agree.
Totally agree. Once again, I wish we had us when we were doing this.
Exactly. So, like I said, if you have a suggestion for a podcast idea or a topic, let us know. We'd be happy to talk about it. Or if you actually want to be on the show, if you want some questions and you'd like to have a call in and be on the show, use the same email address as we just gave you, support@landacademy.com or carla@jackjill.com. CARLA.
Awesome.
Well, you've done it again. You spent the last 20 minutes with Jack Jill listening to our show. Join us tomorrow where we discuss Land Academy Described or Redescribed.
And we answer your questions should you have one, posted on our online community found on jackjill.com.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Good stuff, Jill.
Trying to think of some funny podcasts. I like that one that's coming up that we're going to do. Does this property make me look fat? Because we were talking about, I think we're talking about land. It was land versus infill lots is where we came up with that
one. Speaking of two podcasts,
that'd be awesome.
I was trying to like take cliches and insert land and or house investment in there.
You know? Oh, huh. We'll burn that land when we come to it.
All that. We'll burn your house when we get to it.
That would be really good.
This property make me look fat.
Exactly.
Write that down. We'll burn this house when we get to it.
There you go. Hey, share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you are listening, like iHeartRadio. And while you're at it, because that's new, please rate us there. We are Jack and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.